from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
Megan Singleton, hello, welcome to the program.
Hello, Andrew, this is your last hurrah.
Yeah, it is. Yes, the big trip that I've only been planning for a quarter of a century.
Yeah. Yeah, and only been talking about for about a quarter of that length of time as well.
Yeah.
But before we do it, let's go over to West Australia. So we had a little hiatus last week where we talked Christmas, didn't we?
Yep.
And but I'd actually spent 5 days exploring the Margaret River region, which I'd never been to before. And I've sort of been to Perth and flown north, done sort of Kimberley and Broome. But this just remarkable, beautiful region full of wineries, which of course is what we know of it. But just, you know, you're on the west coast, so you've got killer sunsets every night. And it became our little tradition to go and find some locally made cheeses and pick up wines from different cellar doors and just go and sit on a beach and watch a sunset and take photos and make our friends jealous on Facebook, you know.
I know. I've been to Western Australia for 4 days and it was a complete surprise to me. The weather is so beautiful. The cities are so beautiful. But you are so isolated. I felt more isolated from anywhere else in the world in Perth than I did in New Zealand, because there's a desert between you and Sydney and there's an ocean between you and South Africa.
And I think that's its charm. So, you know, the fact that you've got these uncrowded beaches, you know, you can be sitting somewhere with a picnic and you can't, I mean, we did see people dotted along, but not like crowds. I mean, that's what I think is so wonderful about it.
I rode a bicycle from Fremantle and I headed south and I was on a beach all by myself within 15 minutes.
So we stopped in these cute little towns. There's one place called Bunbury. It just sounds so sweet. It reminds me of a childhood nursery rhyme, but I think I'm a little bit wrong on that. Banbury. So Bunbury is gorgeous, and it's got a dolphin experience where you can just go and the dolphins will just come up onto the beach wild, and you can just stand in the water, and if they choose, they'll just come up and play with you. And that happens on a daily basis. Mm. Unfortunately, when I got there, they'd been about half an hour earlier, and they had decided not to come back. And then there's a cape. So Margaret River is not actually a massive river like the Murray, and that's what I was expecting. It's quite a small river, but the region is called Margaret, and so all these wineries make the region so famous. But the river herself is actually quite teeny-wee. Mm. And, of course, I just want to let you know that I went with Qantas, who are launching their new direct service from Auckland to Perth that'll just run from December till April. But they've got this amazing deal that starts tomorrow for only 2 days, $409 one way.
That's incredible, because you're going a third of the way around the world.
Yeah. So they're calling it no stopover to hopover. I quite love it. And of course with them you get all the frills. So they do the full meal service, they do 30 kilos of baggage, and so I would suggest that anyone who's interested in heading over to West Australia early next year should jump into their travel agents quick as a flash tomorrow and see if they can book some of those seats. But I just had a wonderful time exploring limestone caves and stalactites. They're the most intricate designs I've ever seen. Breathtaking. I couldn't even take photos to do it justice, really. Lighthouses that you can climb up. And, of course, where the Southern Ocean meets the Indian Ocean. The whole region was just simply wonderful. And they had the Gourmet Taste Weekend last weekend, so everyone was gearing up for that, was showing off all of their produce. And we did wine tasting experiences. And just love it.
Yep, Perth is fantastic. $409 one way with Qantas. It's only running for 2 days, starting what, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Midnight Tuesday. So all the travel agents will have it.
Okay.
So, that'd be cool.
Well worth it. Love the town. And, of course, we put your blog up, and that's got more information on what to do in Western Australia and how to get those great prices. Megan Singleton, all the very best. See you next year.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
I will. Bye-bye now. Newstalk ZB, 11:29.